If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline headquarters on WBC-TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37-0, make that 38-plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever-so-modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning writer. So I bring a unique combination to dance. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So sit back. Enjoy Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you 1 hour today. We come to you 1 hour on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, Sundays, the Sunday show is 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, on today's show, I'm going to bring you a special on Marvelous Marvin Hagler. That's right. Of course, the undisputed world middleweight champion before he lost that title to Ray Leonard back in 1987. But consider the pound-for-pound great that he was, man. You know, there was the Fab Four. There was Hagler, there was Duran, there was Leonard, and there was Hearns. Well, today we feature Marvelous Marvin Hagler. In fact, we even get Bob Arum, the Hall of Famer promoter, to introduce him a little bit later. So straight up, we'll spend some time with Marvin Hagler today. Socrates Palmer, boxing PhD, will be here in a few minutes. Of course, he is, he's sort of like the mentor on Saturday Box. He tells us where he's at, calls the shots, appeals the picks, the whole nine yards. This is Sox Day. And of course, we'll spend some time with Eddie Croft. Primetime Eddie Croft. He's got a kid that's going to the Olympics. Hopefully, he's going to the Olympic trials this weekend. So hopefully, Dante Kirkland will do well. Of course, him and Dante will be here 40 minutes past the hour. So lots of stuff to talk about today in Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As soon as I get my tongue clear, we'll be fine. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
My active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But you have been a singer, too. I mean, you had a show called Buck White, didn't you?
Yes, I was in a play called Big Time Buck White, and black militant play of problems that we're having in America. The play was a flop, but I was a hit. The play lasted 6 days, but the worst critics, my part was a hit. I want to get that straight.
Why is it, do you think, that you draw the crowds, of all the sportsmen in the world, that you are great crowd drawer?
Mainly personality's got a lot to do with it. A personality, like a salesman's business, depends entirely on his personality. If he's rude and unsympathetic, and then the buyer will hope that he goes away and never come back. But very often, if the salesman is good, he can make a person buy when they don't even intend to. Same with a doctor. He might be the best of doctors. He might have many patients and give them all the medicine he wants. But
if he ain't the greatest, he ain't the greatest. Straight up, of course, he were to the prophetic one. Born Cassius Marcellus Clay back in 1942, Louisville, Kentucky. Died in Arizona, of course, Muhammad Ali, probably the greatest, most prolific man, most prolific speaker of the 20th century before he was silenced by Parkinson's and, of course, the residual effects of professional boxing. Let's not forget that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide from the West Coast to the East Coast. Let's bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How's everything with yourself?
Pretty good. Shakur Stevenson back in the ring pretty soon. Looks like he's going to take on Frank Martin. Martin's 18-0 with 12 knockouts. Any reason to fear Frank Martin?
I don't think necessarily fear, but he's someone who should be respected. He's someone who has passed all the tests that have been given to him. He's got a couple of good wins. Most recently, he had to dig deep in a fight that was kind of hanging in the balance, I would say around 8 or 9. I think Frank Martin is a very credible opponent, and he should give Shakur Stevenson his toughest test to date.
You know, the only knock on Shakur Stevenson I've got is that he can't punch. He doesn't punch hard. And I don't think he really wants to punch hard, but he does throw looping shots that are effective. He's got – how do you explain – you can't explain Shakur Stevenson on paper as boxing, can you?
I think he's physically strong, you know, and I think you see that in the ring. I think that was probably evident when he started stepping up the competition. Mm-hmm. He dwarfed Valdez, you know, and he was coming into that weight class, you know. So he's physically strong. As far as punching power, I think he's a work in progress. I think he can be one of those guys that just puts a lot of damage on you and can fold a guy late. But he is a defensive-minded fighter, and he's it's in his DNA to not get hit.
Okay.
So, but there's going to come a time that he's going to have to sit down, and we're going to see if he is someone that's finishing people off. You know? I think he's got enough to keep you honest.
Okay, I'm going to bring you back in time to the first fight between Diego Corrales and Jose Luis Castillo. And, of course, I don't want to talk about it. The tall, skinny guy was so beat up there, and, of course, he was given a reprieve when he kicked out his mouthpiece a couple of times. But, you know, the damage done in that fight, they put him in the ring like 3 months later against Jose Luis Castillo again. And I don't think I thought that was like a crime, man. Are they going to do the same thing here with Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence?
That's a great comparison. But not to mention that Castillo failed to make the weight, you know, and I think that was part of their strategy. And the second fight was nowhere near the classic the first one was. That's a very good comparison. I didn't think of that. But Diego, despite winning, lost a lot of his career that night.
He was dead. It was all over. Listen, he was, when they gave him that fight, that was the worst thing that could ever happen to him. I'm telling you, because he continued, and he was a beaten man. And if you ever was on the verge of a CTE, that was it. I mean, that was one of those beatings you don't recover from. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is that Oscar Valdez had that type of performance a couple of weeks ago. I mean, as far as being on the receiving end of it, I mean, against Emmanuel Navarrete. So some of these guys need long vacations.
That's a good point. But, you know, it's all about capitalizing on the momentum. Showtime... That was the fight of the year. That was the fight of the decade, fight of the century.
Listen, so had to Gary Shaw is the promoter. I think Art Palula was involved with that as well. Those guys should have all been arrested for putting that guy back in the ring within 3 months. I mean, he was training within 6 weeks. Did you see the damage on Diego's face?
Yes.
Can you imagine training in a gym 42 days later?
I can't imagine.
Exactly. Nobody can imagine that, because that's what they put the kid through, Gary Shaw.
But also, I think it had to be taken into account that the type of personality Corrales is.
No, he was a loose cannon.
That you kind of had to be active. Yeah.
He was a loose cannon. And of course, I think he committed suicide when he drove that motorcycle into that intersection down there in Las Vegas. Gary Shaw was of the same opinion. He was depressed. I mean, he had a lot of emotional issues. I remember when I first met him in Sacramento, California, he was a nice amateur kid, and then he ended up becoming the IBF 130-pound champion. Then he grabbed his wife, Olga, who was this beautiful girl, and he threw her down a flight of stairs and then drug her back up the flight of stairs by her hair, okay? So he went to jail for that, and when he went to jail for that, we sort of, like, went in different directions. Then he got out of jail. We sort of hooked it up again. We talked about things, the bygones be bygones. It's a new life, this and that. And then when I went back there and saw him win the title against guy from Brazil.
Freitas.
When he won the title for Freitas, I said to myself, Diego is back. And then he had the fights with Castillo, and they killed him. He was a dead man. When they put him in that ring the second time, he was a dead man. Just like Errol Spence, just like Muhammad Ali with Larry Holmes.
And then he fought all the way up to welterweight against Joshua Clardy, and he was a shell of himself.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about some positive things. So, of course, Saudi Arabia, October 28th. I don't know if this is positive or not. The world heavyweight champion, fat as a pig. I mean, fat as a pig. Don't want to put him on a scale. Him and Andy Ruiz could probably go eat some donuts and take a walk together. But the bottom line is, the world heavyweight champion, of course, being what he is, Tyson Fury is a character. He's undefeated, only had that one draw with Deontay Wilder. But he's taking on the MMA guy, of course, Francis Ngannou, who is 6'4" and 250 pounds. Ngannou can punch, but as far as Las Vegas is concerned, either they're looking to make a big win, or they think that Fury is a one-sided favorite here, 13-1.
It's hard to see it any other way. I know you're of the opinion that he does have a puncher's chance in Ngannou. He's not some YouTuber, right? Someone that's used to fighting. But I just can't see him, you know, unless, like I said, unless Tyson Fury is training on cocaine and donuts, there's no way that this fight
Tyson Fury doesn't. Tyson Fury looks like he's training on donuts. I don't know about the cocaine anymore because he said he kicked the coke. Okay, but I mean he looks fatter than you can imagine. I mean along the sides, he hasn't got love handles. He's got couches. He's like a couch on each side of him. Not a love handle, a couch.
A lot of loving.
Is Devin Haney set against Brages Progress? Of course, Payne Haney, the former lightweight champion, 30 and Zip moving up to 140. Is that set?
I don't know if an exact date has been come up with, but it all roads lead that way. I think we'll never see Devin Haney fight at lightweight again, and
right? Because that last fight, he got the benefit of a doubt there, I thought, and he realized, you know what, making this weight, I can't do it anymore. Let's not do it.
That's it. He got out by the skin of his teeth. Some people, like myself, feel he did get a gift, but that's a wise move. You know, he's a young guy. No need to kill yourself anymore at lightweight.
October 28th, of course, taking on Texas's Rages Progress is undefeated 140. Take that back. I think he lost that one fight. Did he lose to Josh Taylor?
Yes, he lost a close decision to Josh Taylor.
He lost to Josh Taylor over there, though, across the pond, right?
Yeah, but it was close. I thought it was legit, you know.
Anytime you go, it doesn't matter, man. There's something happens to you. Either you get cursed or they put a voodoo hex on you or some kind of stuff. When you fight in other guys' countries, spit happens. And when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H.
You have to bring your own judges.
Your own food.
Fight. Yeah.
Your own water.
Own water, everything. Everything. Self-contained.
The stuff to wash your clothes. All that stuff, man. I'm telling you. It's crazy how when you go into somebody else's home country. Of course, I've been there a couple of times where we've went into other people's countries and they've been really nice to us, but underneath they're saying, the Americans, they don't like us much around the world. Anyway, pound for pound, there is no pound for pound king right now, or is Terrence Crawford the pound for pound king, Mr. PhD?
I think it's hard-pressed not to name him number one. I mean, even if you're the biggest fan of the monster in Inoue. I mean, what Terrence Crawford did, you know.
But he beat up a corpse.
Special.
But he beat up a corpse.
As he should have. He
didn't beat him to a corpse. The corpse stepped into the ring with him. Ding, ding, ding. That was a corpse.
He did what he was supposed to do against a guy that had no business being in the ring with him. I mean, I know it sounds like hindsight after the fact, right? You know, everyone was billing this as his 50-50, except for me. I knew that Crawford was just superior, and we knew that Spence had his shortcomings, and he's basically done. You know, that car accident took a lot out of him. Took everything from him.
That car accident, the ass-whooping that Terrence Crawford threw on him took a lot out of him. Bottom line is, he's going to be a guy in a wheelchair in about 10 or 15 years from now selling pencils. I'm telling you. I hope he's got a lot of money, because he won't be able to count it.
Ooh. He should have a lot of money. I mean, living in Texas, he's got a big ranch. He needs to
enjoy. No state tax in Texas. No state tax.
No state tax. Hopefully he stays married. That's the only thing that could probably break him up a little bit, because I think he's got four kids.
What, you mean like Jim Mosley and Shane Mosley? I mean, his manager, the one that turned down $7 million to fight Oscar De La Hoya and took $1.5 million to take on Vernon Forrest and got licked?
Something like that, yeah.
The one that took half his money and ran away?
That one, yeah. That one.
Ooh,
Long Island's own Jim Mosley.
Ouch. Kicking sand on Jim Mosley. Let me tell you about Jim. She didn't want to let me into a party one night. I think we were in Atlantic City or Vegas, forget it was. But she was like the doorman. She was trying to play tough at the door. I said to her basically, and use that B word. You know, you only want to get funky with me, I will get funky. But the bottom line is, I'm going in the party or I'm leaving. What am I doing? She goes, come on in. Bottom line, she rolled over. She wasn't as tough as she thought she was. Anyway, at the end of the day, she married Shane. She took him for a lot of money. Plus. She made the worst decision in the history of boxing management. You don't turn down $7.5 million to fight a guy you already beat because he's going to make $500,000 more than you.
Got it. Someone's got to be...
Turned down the money, because Oscar was going to make more.
Can Shane take her to court now? And, you know, that was...
For mismanagement?
Yeah. I mean, it's 20 years later, but, you know, I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but certainly stupid... There has to be another word. I can't think of another word other than stupid.
Okay. Caleb Plant says he wants to come back and take on the 160-pound Charlo. Charlo hasn't been around since June of 2019. It's been two or three, 2 years at least. June of 2021. Excuse me.
Well, when Caleb Plant smacked fire out of Charlo, they kind of booked their own angle there, right? I mean, that's the only way to go. There's certainly interest. There's bad blood. Caleb Plant drew first blood, so to speak. So that has to happen. I think it's going to be very, very anticipated for a non-title fight.
Okay. Speaking of non-title fights, the fact that the world heavyweight champ is going to step into the ring, isn't his title on the line if he gets knocked out by the MMA guy? Shouldn't it be on the line? I mean, he's a heavyweight champion. When you step in the ring, isn't your title on the line?
It should be. It's an exhibition.
But anytime the heavyweight champion steps in, always been of the opinion, anytime the heavyweight champion steps in, whether it's an exhibition or not, he gets drilled past the title.
I agree, because how do you sell him going forward, right? If the miracle of all, this would be the biggest upset in the history of the sport, by the way, and bar none. And
bigger than Douglas and Tyson?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is someone who's making his maiden voyage in boxing, you know, and he's taking on the best in the world. I mean, how can this not be bigger than Buster and Mike? I can't see it. I mean, 13-1, it'll probably be like 20-1 come the night of the fight.
Yeah, but like Larry Mercer said to me, 20-1, 25-1, 100-1, don't matter. If your guy wins, he wins.
Yeah, by hook or by crook, yeah.
By hook or by crook. You have a great week, sir. Kiss the kids, hug the wife. We'll talk real soon.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate your time.
Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, appearing exclusively on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, carried by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Viv TV. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How do you get psyched up for a fight?
Well, you know, isolation is big for me. You know, getting away from my family, my friends, close friends, etc. Putting myself in jail is the way that I call it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to getting out of there, really.
Hello,
no vacation.
No friends, no family,
no, nothing. It worked very, very reasonable for me. Some fighters are different. They have to have a lot of people around them and a lot of action going on. Myself, I basically just want to concentrate just on my opponent and get my conditioning together.
Anyway, it's always great to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
He turned pro back in 1973, May to be exact, beat a guy named Terry Ryan. Who was Terry Ryan? He would be the first guy that Marvin Hagler would defeat in his illustrious career. Of course, would culminate with the World Middleweight Championship. Of course, the first time he fought for the title of Kukan Vito Adafermo, they called that fight a draw. Remember that one? Holy cow. I mean, Dolby Shirley, I won't say he's critical, but the most suspicious judge I've ever met in Las Vegas. He used to look at me like, Pedro, what are you talking about? And bottom line is, that's the only fight he admitted that he gaffed in the scoring, was scoring that fight a draw instead of giving the fight to marvelous Marvin Hagler. But Hagler and Adafermo, of course, they did it the second time, and that wasn't pretty at all. Of course, Hagler would take the title from Alan Minter when he went across the pond in England. Of course, Minter took the title from Adafermo, but that was ugly, of course. Vito, as he got back, Marvin never got to celebrate in the ring that day. They were throwing bottles at him, showing all kinds of class with English boxing fans. You know, where Marcus Queensberry started this thing like 150 years ago, well, these guys were acting like buffoons, and they were like acting a fool. Bottom line is, he wasn't even allowed to put on his belt until he got into the dressing room. I'm talking about marvelous Marvin Hagler. Now, Hagler had his ups and downs. He was a guy that was a bit of a character. Sometimes we would communicate well. Sometimes, I remember one time we were on the train one time. We're going from Philadelphia to Atlantic City, and we didn't say a word to each other. We sat next to each other, didn't say a word. Other times, the mouth doesn't stop. I mean, I can't figure out Marvin Hagler out. One night, we were in Mexico City at a WBC convention, and should I say this? Yeah, I will say it. Anyway, so he comes down, and me and him are the only two guys left in the hotel. Wink, wink, figure it out. Anyway, bottom line is, he says to me, where's everybody out? I looked around, I said, probably the local brothel. Oh, he knew exactly what time was. Of course, that was marvelous Marvin Hagler. Passed away a few years ago with a heart attack, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, nobody talks a smack quite like Marvin Hagler.
And now, the king of boxing, the undisputed middleweight champion of the world, from Brockton, Massachusetts, marvelous Marvin Hagler.
That's what I feel, war. That's what's on my mind. I've been feeding the faith, and I've been starving the doubt. So there's no doubt in my mind that I can't win this fight or that I won't knock Thomas Hearns out.
Marvin, I know you have ambitions to become an actor, and if you think about, among all the actors, who's your idol?
Bob Hope and Lassie.
I'm kind of tired of all this talk and everything. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to knock him out. That's all it is to it, and that's the bottom line. I'm going to knock him out, and he will not be the beast no more. And this man, I will end his career for him.
You better get your popcorn and your beers and find your seat real quick, because this fight don't necessarily have to go 12 rounds, because I'm out there to rip his head off. I got H-U-R-T written in my mind. That means I'm going to destruct and destroy.
I realize now what they want to see. Every championship fight, they want to see a knockout. They want to see somebody knocked down. They want to see somebody beat up. So, hey, they're talking to Marvin Hagler. They're talking to the right man.
You know how there's no shortcuts to success, okay? But at the end of the line, there's always a stop sign. And if I had to go straight, I had to go there. There's the stop sign. So, Julie, you're going to still meet the same point at that time. And that's the way I see it. Because just like Joe Louis says, you can run, you can hide, but them shortcuts, sooner or later, you just ducked a couple, but you're still going to have the same whooping coming.
Roberto Duran will bring out the best, the marvelous Marvin Hagler that night. I think I'm going to surprise the world. I'm going to shake the world that night.
Hey, who's the champ? Hey, I'm the champ. Hey, who's the champ? Hey, I'm the champ. Hey, got my mind. Hey, Tadashi. Hey, got my mind. Hey.
There's only two things on my mind. This is for you, Folio Bell. Destruction and destroy. They told me that you were sick last time. I'm gonna make sure that you're sick this time.
This guy had a big mouth. Said I was scared of him in the beginning because I wouldn't give him a shot. At the press luncheon, I'll never forget it. He said that he would knock me out.
He's got a nasty smile on his face, which I don't like, and I wanted to take that smile off his face, and which I did.
Tony Simpson, not a bad fighter.
You not a bad fighter. But you got any more over there, Britain?
I don't think we've got any good enough for you. Would you come if we had? Would
no,
you come?
No. I will feast on the beast. Come March 10th. If you can hit me, I should be able to hit you too. And let's see who hits harder. It's not the point of who hits harder. It's what you got behind the punch. And I feel as though in the long run, fine. Let him come out and try to blow me out of there because I believe that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to most likely show me his strength. I'm bigger. I'm badder. I hit harder. And I'll say, fine. I love it. Ooh, I love it.
The Hearns' best defense is his offense. Because that's the only way that he knows how to fight. In my way, I have to make my defense my best offense. So, and though that I have both ways, because once I get him in trouble, I can change it around. Thomas don't have that ability.
I believe in myself, and I don't need anybody patting me on my back. I don't need any bodyguards following me around, nothing like that. I've been in the game 17 years, and you know, God has blessed me with a great skill and art. And I hope to fulfill all those needs.
I believe that I want to prove to the world that I am one of the greatest. I think Monzon was the last great middleweight champion. And when I'm done with this game, I would like to go down in history as the same way.
On that great of a champion, I didn't. I thought he fought in an era in which a lot of guys were older and slower. The bottom line is, I'm not a fan of Carlos Monzon, the champion, but I'm not a fan of Carlos Monzon, the human being. Of course, he threw his girlfriend off that balcony. He got mad. He got drunk and threw her off a balcony. When he died in that car accident a few years later, it wasn't soon enough. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, 62-3, two draws, 52 KOs. Of course, the only loss he didn't avenge was that last fight. Of course, 1987, a split decision of Marvin to Sugar Ray Leonard in Las Vegas. Of course, the score is 115-113, 118-110, and 115-113. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back after the break with primetime Eddie Croft and an Olympian, maybe, from Stanford University. Can you believe that?
I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results.
And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds of the Mighty Tower of Power. Of course, they cover the house music. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Saturday edition, of course, coming to you on Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, we take it from the city by the bay to San Mateo, California, bringing the B Street Boxing Boss to talk about Mr. Primetime Eddie Croft. How are you today, Eddie?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How are you?
Pretty good. How's married life?
Married life is great. Great. I'm, you know, very happy these days. Hey, just real quick, you know, Evgeny fought this morning, or it was nighttime in Russia. He fought in Russia. He was actually the B side. He came in, he fought to a draw. I thought he won. I watched it on YouTube. It was on YouTube Live this morning, and I was happy that he performed well without me being able to train him and be there in his corner, but he did well, and if I was there and had some time to spend with him, he would have stopped that other guy. But it was a good fight for him. The guy was an undefeated guy, and it was, you know, good for him to get back out there after being inactive.
Is he stuck in Russia? Can he leave?
Well, he could, but he's kind of like, he doesn't have the resources to leave right now, and you know, like the economy there is kind of like ground to a halt.
Because, okay, then why did he go back home when he was here a couple of months ago? He had to.
No, when he left in December, yeah, he didn't have to actually. You know, it's a kind of a long story. I know he was like frustrated and things were hard for him because we couldn't land a big fight and he had to work, and you know, he was used to like being a fighter, right?
Yeah.
In Germany. He had a promoter that basically paid all his expenses and, you know, paid him 6,000 euros a month, and all he needed to do was train. But, you know, when you come to the U.S. and you have no promoter, then you have to work if you don't have a fight, right? So, it was hard for him. He's like, I got to go home and see my mom. And then the war broke out and he got stuck.
Okay. Real quick, you are an MMA guy. Does Francis Ngannou got a shot here with Tyson Fury?
No.
None?
None. Zero.
Not even Slim?
No, not even with Tyson in his corner.
Ah, that's okay. Tyson Fury looks fat. He looks fat and unmotivated. It doesn't matter?
No.
Whoa. Okay. Without a doubt. Primetime Eddie Croft.
Without a doubt.
All right. So, hey, listen, you were the one that tipped me off to Shakur Stevenson being the best of the 135-pound lot. You still stick to that?
Yes.
So does he beat anybody at 135, including Devin Haney? Is that why Devin said, I'm taking my weight strained ass to 140?
Including Devin, and I think he beats Tank as well. Yes.
Wow.
I don't know if that's why Devin moved up to avoid the fight. I definitely think that, you know, he probably wants more money before taking on such a challenge. So
yeah, but yeah. Eddie, here's what's up. I think he'll make a 135. I think that hurt him against Lomachenko. In fact, I thought Lomachenko might have pulled that one out. But I think making the weight hurt him. He's a tall dude. You and I know he's been starving to make 135 since he started.
He's really big. From what I've heard, he walks around, you know, is when he's not fighting, it's close to 170. So it's a lot of weight, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of a lot of weight, okay, how much, you know, when you fought at 122 and you moved up to 126, I felt the difference between 139 and 147. It scared me so much I went back to junior welterweight. The size difference was so big. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. How different was it to fight at 126 than it was to fight at 122, even though it was only 4 pound difference?
You know what, I didn't find a, well, actually, I take that back. Tom Johnson seemed really big to me when I fought him. And that was like really my first fight at 126 was for the title. So that made a big difference. And especially since I probably could have made 118. I just didn't really have the knowledge of how to do it correctly. If I would have known what I know today, I definitely would have made 118 and held on to that title for a while.
And if I would have known what I know today, I would have fought at 132 pounds.
Correct.
I mean, because when I finally got to the Western Olympic trials against the big boys, those guys were bigger than me. They were in the same weight class, but they were bigger. I was like, what's going on here?
Right. And, we just didn't really know. And, I made it a point to really try to understand. And if I didn't understand and didn't know things, to find people that did. And that's, it's really great that my wife is just really knowledgeable and actually very experienced in all the, conditioning and weight cuts and all that stuff.
Does she do the aquarium too?
She does come with me occasionally, but mostly it's just me and the kids. So she trains, she's a fighter.
Yeah.
And she trains. And so like Sunday's like her day where she just kind of shuts down and recovers. So I normally, try to get everybody out of the house on that day.
Do you know what? I'm real high on Zil Zhang, the Chinese guy. He's 40 years old. He's 25, 101, 20 KOs. He beat Joe Joyce the last time. I'm thinking he can do it again. What do you think on that one?
The Big Bang? I mean, he should beat him. Joe Joyce is like slow as molasses. So, Zhang is not very fast either. But, Joe Joyce is like really slow.
Joe Joyce makes Vladimir Klitschko look like Muhammad Ali.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't believe how slow he is. So tell me about this young man that goes to Stanford, Dante. We'll get him on here in a minute, but set us up for him. What is he like? What does he do? He boxes, he goes to school, what's he studying, stuff like that.
All right. Well, Dante's been with me here since he's been 10 or 11, so about 10 years now. He's always, like, been very, a studious guy, really into school, so we, didn't really have him fighting a lot as a kid. Over the past few years, he's been fighting more and more. We've been going to national tournaments as often as possible. And, this is like really his last shot at making the Olympics. So we're going to the last chance qualifiers here. He's leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving on Sunday. It'll be in Pueblo, Colorado next week. So, we get, a top two or top three. Then you qualify for the nationals at the end of the year. And then you win that, and the top two, I think, qualify for the Olympic trials. And I believe that's like right after the tournament.
Best part about fighting in Colorado in September is the September.
Yeah. Well, in Puebla, I was looking at the weather, that it's going to be like 80 on Saturday.
Man, you know what?
It's going to be hot.
Eddie, they got me up to run at 5:30 in the morning. It was 38 degrees outside.
Yeah, well, it's going to be warm next week. I think the low was like 60 or, high 50s.
So big difference between the wintertime and the summertime, of course, in Colorado. Now, let's get the young man on from Stanford. Why don't you transfer phones here for me?
He's here.
All right.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, Dante. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Articulate from Stanford. Attendee, a student. What are you majoring in?
So I'm an art practice major, so I focus on photography and creative writing. So I do a lot of sports photography, street photography, poetry, and short story.
I won a lot of awards for my creative writing, so more power to you there, my brother. I'm telling you, I try to tell people, when I run into people, I say, do you read? Do you read to the kid? Do you read to your kid? You learn that too much. No, you got to read to your kid, because most of us that could read real well, our parents read to us.
Yeah. Like, I hated reading growing up, but it was definitely, like, something my dad was really big on, like, to read to me and my brother every night.
Yeah, I mean, it was forced. I remember my own, well, I had an uncle that was a bit of an alcoholic, but he used to pay me to read the newspaper. And, it's, you know, I mean, it's sort of, I got hip to reading, and before you knew it, I was ahead of the other guys in class. And reading comprehension is everything. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So tell me, how do you feel about this? When you go into battle? Are you going into battle when? What day?
So I should have my first fight on Monday, and I feel great. I've had a great camp. I've really just been training mentally and physically for this tournament. Like, I've been training for years, and things are finally, like, starting to click for me. Like, I just kind of am wrapping up, like, my growth spurt, so I'm really getting used to filling in my body and really getting as much knowledge as I can from Eddie and studying the game as much as I can to perform on my best.
Being at the Nationals is a trip. I mean, everybody, all the best are there. You're looking around, everybody's upper echelon. There's no hobos.
Yeah, yeah. I've been, luckily, like, I've gone to a lot of national tournaments, so I've been against, like, the best. I've fought the number one people a lot of times. I've sparred against national champions a whole lot. I've sparred against pros and, like, a lot of top people before. So it's really nothing new to me but just to compete.
Okay. So after you come back from Colorado with an Olympic team berth, now if you win there, do you have to take on the Olympic trials champion? What's going on? What does that mean?
So after I win this tournament, I'm going to be going to the Olympic trials, and it'll be a bracket of, I believe, 8 people. Mm-hmm. And so from there, the 2 finalists are like, I believe, the person who's going to be on the team and then the alternate.
You know, the only thing more crooked than professional boxing is amateur boxing at the national level. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I mean, hey, I beat a guy up so bad in Arizona one time. I dropped him twice. I was throwing bolo punches on him the whole 9 yards, and they gave him a split decision.
That does not surprise me one bit, unfortunately.
It surprised me. I left. They handed me a silver medal. I stepped back and left it on the floor there. It's still standing. If the ring was still there, the medal would still be on the ground. Anyway, I wish you the very best of luck. When are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving around 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. And how long do you expect to be in Colorado?
The finals are on Saturday, so I should be there for a week. Okay. Week and a day.
All right, so when this gets over with, you're going to give me a call, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, I wish you the very best of luck. Listen, that young man you've got guiding you right there, he's a great human being. I've known him a long time, and I wouldn't put my heart and soul in too many people, but I would put my heart and soul in Eddie Croft.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I've been trying to absorb as much as I can from him.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes he's difficult, though. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes Eddie's difficult. He's stubborn as spit. When I say spit on this show, I mean spit with an H. But he's stubborn. You know that. But he gets it done. Listen, that's why he's a master. Anyway, Dante, best of luck to you. Best of luck to Eddie. We'll talk soon.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. Eddie Croft and Dante Kirkman. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes back after the break.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Last night in San Diego, California, Punches in the Piazza, an amateur boxing showcase to honor the legacy of National Hall of Fame promoter and famed Filippi's Pizza Grotto restaurateur, Bobby D. Filippis. I call him Bobby D. He was my hero. Check this out. 1988, I want to cry now. 1988, I did a video show here in Northern California. I did a TV show, my first TV show, some NABF title fight. Bottom line is, I sent Bobby D a copy of the tape. Bobby D hired me and fired Al Bernstein. He fired Al Bernstein. He fired Al, hired me. That's why Al's all pissed off at me. Al's never given me a break ever since then. Of course, he and I had our problems. We've almost went blow to blow a couple of times. But the bottom line is, Bobby D fired Al Bernstein, hired me. Al Bernstein sued him in small claims court. I think he got like $2,500, something like that. Anyway, bottom, they settled for $2,500. But anyway, Bobby D ran this pizza place called Filippi's. There's like four or five of them down in San Diego area. He was Mr. Pizza. He was Mr. Promoter. He was Mr. Manager. He put money in boxing. He put his heart and soul in boxing. And you know what? He took me under his wing when he didn't have to. And, you know, I went to San Diego. I became a bit of a star down there on Cox Cable. I mean, that was the first time I ever really tasted any type of stardom. I walked down the street in San Diego. You're the boxing guy. You're the, whoa, okay. But, yeah, that's sort of the El Cortez Convention Center. We used to broadcast from there. But once they closed that down or remodeled it, of course, that was the end of our TV career. But the bottom line is Cox Cable, Bobby D. Filippis, Filippi's Pizza, myself. I can't remember who the – was it Sam Smith? I think it was Sam Smith that I used as a blow-by-blow broadcast partner down there. But the bottom line is we had good times in San Diego, without a doubt. And anytime you were in San Diego, you know what that meant, right? You're going to TJ. Tijuana, right? You always got in trouble in Tijuana. Always got in trouble in Tijuana. It's just the nature of the game. Of course, that one time I was coming back from Tijuana, the lady said to me, well, what state were you born in? I said, California. She goes, what city? She goes, no. She goes, what city were you born in? I said, San Francisco. She goes, what state is it in? I said, what do you need, a geography lesson? You know what California is? Strip search. Yeah, they put me over in the room. They did me the strip search thing. The bottom line is I should have just shut my mouth. But Bobby D. Filippis has a card last night. It was a great card, 12 three-round amateur bouts. I want to wish them the very best. And if they ever want me to come down there and televise anything for Bobby D, I'd do it in a heartbeat because he was the greatest, one of the greatest guys I've ever encountered in my entire life. Bobby D. Filippis, rest in peace. I didn't even know you passed away, but rest in peace, my brother. You were a saint in my book. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your Saturday edition of the Insider's Look into the World of Boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes, and of course, we come to you live on Veev TV via the WBC channel on Facebook.com. Of course, all kinds of different outlets. We are working the video end of this to no end. We hope to produce it to a lot of different platforms and audiences in the next 6 or 7 months, things will be moving in a positive direction without a doubt. Now, as far as the weekend's box is concerned, it's not a whole lot happening. I mean, it's a bit of a week. Of course, we're still waiting on September the 30th when Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound Charlo, not Jamal. Jamal's 160-pound Charlo, but Jamel, the 154-pound Charlo, is going to step up two weight classes to take on Canelo Alvarez, and he might beat Canelo. Who knows why? Because I saw a tape of Canelo today. He's still fat. Stick a fork in him. Look at him. He's fat as a... That's an old picture. But you look at the pictures today, he's still fat. Stick a fork in him. It's time for Canelo Alvarez to ride off into the sunset. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you in part by Veev TV and, of course, the WBC channel. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Daniel Ogden is my Saturday producer. I thank him so much, and yes, he gets the greatest vape pens in the entire world. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and he knows it. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk.